God delivers and protects. Teaching notes based on Psalm 91, verses 1 through 6, and verses 9 through 16. In verses 1 through 6, the anonymous writer talks about his confidence in the Lord. He talks about hiding in the secret place and under the shadow of God. He is trusting God to deliver him from the attack of enemies, snare or fowlers, noosums, very offensive and or harmful, pestilence, etc. In verses 9 to 13, the anonymous writer speaks to an anonymous listener. The writer tells the listener that because of the listener's trust in God, no evil will befall the listener or overtake him. Angels will minister to and support the listener. In verses 14 through 16, God speaks. He talks about what he will do for the writer because of the writer's love of God. God will take care and deliver the writer. Long life is promise. A key idea of today's lesson is that God takes great care of his own. Prayerfully, we will be challenged to make sure that we belong to God and that we are living accordingly. Our first application is believing and depending on the Lord. Notice in verses 1 through 6 that God is pictured as a place of protection. On one hand, the closer we get to God, the more we can expect that enemies and negativity will come our way. The devil doesn't give much attention to those who don't pose much of a threat to him. But on the other hand, thank God, whatever the enemy throws at us, God is able to protect his own. God is bigger and tougher than anything this world can throw at us. Let's live as if we believe and depend on the protection of God. Such living should be known for confidence, joy, and we will talk about obedience next. Our next application is trust and obedience. Notice in verse 2 that the writer talks about his trust in God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 teaches that without faith, that is trust, it is impossible to please God. James chapter 2 verse 17 teaches that faith, that is trust, without works is dead. In order to claim that great things of this lesson, like God's protection, it is important for us to demonstrate obedient trust in God. Let's work on demonstrating an obedient trust in God. One of the reasons that the pastor pounds away at such foundational issues like study, serve, and give is because obedience is the key to us getting what we want. Without obedience, our financial, relational, and health challenges keep getting worse and worse. Handling truth with care is our next application. Notice in verse 4, the mention of God's truth. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, we see that God's word is pictured as a sword. As helpful as a weapon can be in the time of war, it can also cause us great harm. With a pistol, we can shoot the enemy, shoot ourselves, and shoot our allies. Let's work on studying the proper application of God's word so it can help instead of hurt us. Using the three study questions, the four study tools, with the Sunday school and Bible study material are great places to start. Just remember that the more we learn, the more God expects us to grow in our obedience. For example, the more we learn about loving people and worshiping God, the more we should love people and worship God. Our next application is encourage one another. Notice in verses 9 through 10 that the unknown writer seems to be encouraging someone else about the comfort found in the Lord. The more we learn about God and His goodness, the more we should share it with others. Let's work on encouraging one another to trust the goodness of God. Woe unto us if we are either are not growing, or we are growing but not sharing. Our next application is treat people right. Notice in verse 11, the mention of angels. Passages like Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2 should urge us to treat people right, because we never know who God is using to send our next blessings through. Let's work on treating people right, and we should let God use us to be a blessing to others as well. When evil does come is our next application. Notice in verses 10 through 13 the great promises of the text. Yet many, if not most, of us have experienced these and similar problems. What are we to do when evil befalls us in spite of such a promise? Let's learn to trust God to work all things out for the good of His people. Whether evil or negativity comes into our lives, we must learn to trust God to use it for our good somehow in some way. Our last application is love and know God. Notice in verses 14 through 16 that there are great benefits to loving and knowing God. This text talks about answered prayer and long, satisfying lives. On one hand, let's work on prayerfully studying and obeying God's word. In this way, we will nurture our knowing and loving Him. But on the other hand, we must be careful about expecting God to do whatever we ask Him to do and expecting to see a long life. Some of the stuff that we want is not good for us, and if we live long enough, we will thank God that He did not give us what we asked Him for. As for a long life, we just have to trust the timing of God. There seems to be some people who live too long. If longevity is based on goodness, and there are others who seem to die so soon. Remember, however, there is a way that seems right until a person that ends in death. That is why we walk by faith and not by sight.